May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 318. God of eternal love, how fickle are our ways, and yet how oft did Israel prove thy constancy and grace. Hymn 318. the Lord help us to read from his word from Deuteronomy chapter 33. Deuteronomy chapter 33. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of his saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help to him from his enemies. And of Levi he said, let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massa, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy judgments, and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee, and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. And of Benjamin he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that coucheth beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. His glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth, and they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and Issachar in thy tents. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas, and of treasures hid in the sand. And of Gad he said, blessed be he that enlargeth Gad. He dwelleth as a lion, and teareth the arm with the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, because there, in a portion of the lawgiver, was he seated. And he came with the heads of the people, He executed the justice of the Lord and his judgments with Israel. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp, he shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favour and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. And of Asher he said, Let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, Destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heaven shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. May the Lord bless his word and help his servant in prayer.
Let us pray. Kind and merciful, gracious, eternal Lord God, once again, through thy kindness, thy goodness, thy mercy, our lives are spared. We see the light and the dawn of another Sabbath day, and given health and strength, Lord, to be found in thy courts. Not only, Lord, given health and strength, but Lord, we trust we've been given a desire to be found. For Lord, one said, I love to meet amongst them now before thy gracious feet to bow, though vilest of them all. Dear Lord, he went on to say, for Lord, that he pleaded with thee to remember in thy mercy and to pardon and forgive. And Lord, we ask that thou wilt then hear us and help us. Once more, dear Lord, we're spared to see another Sabbath day here on earth. Lord, we know not how many more that will be granted to us. There's going to come the last. Dear Lord, we ask that thou would indeed fit and prepare us for our end, for heaven and for glory. Lord, to be with Jesus, which is far better, to be around that throne of glory, singing those endless songs of praise unto him that loved us and gave himself for us, to him that suffered, bled and died, in sinner's place, room instead. Lord, we come and we ask and pray, and that thou be with us now and undertake for us. Lord, we come, we assemble here this morning with the desire, Lord, to worship thee, and all that thou grant to us that true spirit of worship, that indeed we may worship in spirit and in truth, yea, in the very beauties of holiness. Dear Lord Jesus, do then come and do arise for our help and be with us. Indeed, Lord, we desire to enter into thy courts with praise, as bidden and exalted by the psalmist and the apostle Paul. Lord, we ask then that thou wilt grant to us that true and thankful heart to thee for all thy goodness and kindness, for the many mercies and blessings that we each have and receive. Thy mercies are truly great. We bless thee. But Lord, as our health and strength, there's the use of our natural faculties, the comforts, the beds we lie on, the roof over our heads. And there are many, many mercies, Lord. And we would not let them lie forgotten in unthankfulness, and yet without praises die. Lord, and we thank thee, Lord, for the mercies of the past week, Lord, the help, the strength, and the use of then of natural faculties. And we thank thee, Lord, for bringing us through to another Sabbath day. And we ask and pray that it may be a real Sabbath day to us. Oh, that there may be the opening of the windows of heaven and a pouring out of a blessing, dear Lord, this day. Lord, upon the gathering of thy people as they gather together. Oh, that thou hast opened then the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing. There not be room enough to receive it. Oh, Lord, that the very stones cry out against us. Lord, if we hold our peace. Oh, that we may then, by thy help, the aid of thy blessed Spirit, point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. Lord, do look down upon us. We are sinners. Lord, that needs no proof. We sorely feel the fall. Lord, we hope by thy grace and thy goodness and thy mercy that we are sensible sinners, so that, Lord, we're found seeking those things which are above. Lord, that our hearts and our affections are set on those things above, those things of eternity, that our soul on the stretch to find Christ. One said, gracious Lord, incline thine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear, hear my never ceasing cry, give me Christ, or else I die. And Lord, who repeats that last line, every verse of the hymn. And Lord, we ask that thou hear the prayer, Lord, the heart where it's found this morning. Lord, give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, one said, I from all things parted I could be, but never, never, Lord, from thee. Lord, we read of the concern, the exercise that's found in the heart of the Church of God in the Song of Solomon. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. Dear Lord, thou knowest where, Lord, those words have been and are so applicable, Lord, to a poor soul may be assembled here this morning. Lord, that perhaps in the night, there's that time, there's that request. Lord, that petition, there's that look in heavenward. There's the cry, the simple cry of faith. Lord, that thou art hear prayer, that they may be blessed in their souls this day. Oh, Lord, then, may they not be empty, sent away. May there be the outpouring down of the blessed Spirit of our God. May they know then the blessing of God that makes rich, and in no sorrow therewith. Oh Lord, we ask that then we may not meet together in vain. But Lord, that there may be that then that shall redound to thy praise and thy glory. And Lord, there may be that that shall lift up a poor sinner. Lord, maybe, dear Lord, one or another comes in. Lord, perhaps with their head hung down like a bulrush. Oh, can ever my poor soul be saved? This Christ must be the way. Dear Lord, maybe they're terribly tempted of the adversary. Lord, and they may be under some deep conviction of sin that they cannot be saved. But dear Lord, we ask that they may not go home like that. They may go home with a hope in thy mercy. A hope that, Lord Jesus, thou didst come to seek and to save such. Here am I. Lord, do then bless. Say, my soul, why not for thee? Hear then prayer, Lord, we ask. Dear Lord, there know it's those that come like the grapes, and so we would see Jesus. Those who come, dear Lord, with their faces thitherward unto Zion, to cry, Son of my soul, I am thy salvation. Lord, we want to hear thy voice. We want to thee to speak the word of life into our souls, so that we may have that humble hope that we are amongst thy people, amongst thy children, and that when we die, that we shall be with thee in glory. Lord, then, do hear prayer. We ask, O Lord, that thou wilt help us to bow our head in confession of all our sin and iniquity. Lord, because our sins are so very great. Lord, we pray thou wilt pardon and forgive all. Dear Lord, we read and we know that there can be no forgiveness, Lord, without the shedding of blood, Lord, of a sacrifice made. And dear Lord, we ask that we may know that thy precious blood, Lord Jesus, indeed has been shed, that sacrifice made for our sin and our iniquities. Hear our prayer. Be with us then, Lord, and do help. Do bless us now. We ask thee, dear Lord, to remember this cause of truth, to bless them together, to bind them, dear Lord, together in love and unity in the bond of peace. May thy goodness pass before them. Be gracious to them, Lord. Do help them. Oh, dear Lord, may they bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And, dear Lord, do bless each and every one. Lord, there are a great variation of ages. Lord, there are those in old age and infirmities, and they feel the mud-walled cottage shake. We pray, dear Lord, thou art bless them. Be gracious to them, Lord, in the eventide of life. Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance, give them peace. And then, dear Lord, there are the little ones that are carried in arms. We pray for them, Lord, do bless them. Our Lord, Lord, we think, Lord, as has been said in the past, the music of the babes. Our Lord, we do thank thee, Lord, for the little ones. But dear Lord, we earnestly pray for them. Lord, we pray for their souls. Lord, that they may have that good thing in their hearts to the Lord God of Israel. Do bless them. Then, dear Lord, as the children, the young ones, Lord, we pray thou wilt go before them. There are those, Lord, here then that are at school and college and university and so on. And Lord, and some of them, dear Lord, we suppose, Lord, are taking examinations at the present time. And we ask thee to be with them and help them, Lord, and be gracious to them. Help them, Lord, to commit all into thy hand. And Lord, maybe as they go into those examinations and sit down and they look at the paper, Lord, and the questions, and Lord, and perhaps their heart fails. Dear Lord, do help them to look up and help them to pray. Lord, help me. And oh, we pray that they may prove that thou art a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. And grant them then success and be gracious to them, Lord. And help them. And dear Lord, we ask thee to remember the parents, Lord, and the grandparents too. Lord, to be gracious to each and all. Each age group has its own peculiar path to walk and to tread. Lord, then be with each. And Lord, we pray that remember indeed, Lord, and bless those, Lord, in there may be some, Lord, we know not, in sickness and affliction's path. Lord, we pray thou raise up and restore to health and strength. Indeed, Lord, there are those that have been, Lord, in affliction's path, been in the very depths. And Lord, we humbly acknowledge and join, Lord, thanksgiving and praise to thee for that restoration, Lord, to health and strength of our friend Andrew here this morning. Lord, we bless thee, Lord, for thy goodness and thy kindness and thy mercy. And go on, Lord, and do help him still. And Lord, and others there may be. Oh, dear Lord, do remember each and all. And Lord, we pray thou remember then everyone, Lord, in their varied parts. We pray for thy people, Lord, here and there. Lord, as we think of others, Lord, in affliction's path, go before them, Lord, undertake for them. Lord, some are afflicted in mind. Lord, and some appear to be devil-possessed. Oh, we ask thee, Lord, to appear. Lord, we think then of some of those afflicted in mind. We think particularly, Lord, of Florence Mercer. Lord, have mercy upon her. Lord, and do help. Do hear and answer, Lord, the many prayers that are being put up unto thee on her behalf. Oh, gracious Lord, do arise. And then, Lord, there's that little Ramsbottom family, Lord, with their problems. Lord, be gracious to them. And there may be others, Lord. Maybe some here we know not, Lord. They may have some problem, something, Lord, that perhaps as yet, Lord, is not seen by others. Lord, we pray thou art help. And Lord, remember those that walk in bereavement's path. There are many, Lord, that have stood around a grave of recent times. Lord, there's that little Dadswell family down at Blackpoys. Lord, they're seen fit, Lord, to take a boy, a young lad, a man, Lord, out of this time state. Lord, we ask thee to comfort their hearts, the parents and the brothers and sisters. And Lord, there's others. There's Mrs. Kinderman. There's Mr. Wallace. There's a friend down, Lord, at Grove. Oh, we ask, Lord, that thou remember them, all in bereavement's path. Lord, there are those that have lost mother, father, brother, sister, be near, be gracious. And Lord, and do help one another, Lord, we pray. Support them, may they know, underneath of those everlasting arms of love and mercy. And they may know that thou art that God of all comfort. Hear prayer for others in trials and troubles and difficulties. Make a way where there's no way. Break down the great mountains of impossibility. And then, Lord, we would just pray for our nation, appear for us. Oh, thou wilt govern those, Lord, that govern us. And Lord, and do guide them. Oh, Lord, do open their eyes. Oh, Lord, that thou wilt change their hearts and their affections, that they may have their heart and their affections set on those things which are above. Lord, they may be arrested by thy blessed Spirit. Lord, they may be convinced of their sin. And that they may be brought to realise that there is a God in heaven. Lord, do graciously hear the cries of thy people. Lord, do help us to commit all into thy hand. We ask thee to pray for others in the world that suffer, persecuted. The persecutors also, they need our prayers. And Lord, and there are those that are in need and poverty and famine, death, disease. And Lord, and do then hear prayer. And Lord, and there's prodigals. There are prodigals, Lord, here and there. Oh, Lord, do snatch them as brands from the burning. Make them trophies of grace. Hear then and answer prayer. Be with any absent, Lord. Maybe because of ill health. Comfort them, help them, bless them. Be with us each, Lord. We need thy help now, Lord. We're only a poor man. We need thy help. We need thee to come. We need thee, Lord, to pour in that we might pour out. Then do come and fulfil thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we play, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name.
Hymn number 680. Before all worlds the glorious plan, the blessed eternal deed, was settled by the eternal three, that Christ for man should bleed. Hymn number 680.
Thank you.
In dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention to the chapter read, Deuteronomy chapter 33 and the third verse. Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 3. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. Here we have this dear man of God, dear Moses. Here he is, blessing the children of Israel as a tribe, and blessing them individually as tribes. The 12 tribes of Israel. And what a difference. Yes. What a difference makes in a good number of years. Now it's 40 years ago. Dear Moses, the Lord meets him at the backside of the desert. As a bush burns, it's not consumed. The Lord says to Moses that he wishes him, he commands him that he was to go and bring forth his people out of the land of Egypt. What does Moses say? Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I? Who am I? The difference, my friends, in God's servants, as he calls them for this blessed, gracious work of the ministry. They feel so totally ill-equipped, unable, insufficient. And yet, the Lord constrains and Lord commands. And there's a moving by the Blessed Spirit, and there's love to the Lord and to his people and to his ways, and there's an obeying, and there's an obeying. Dear Moses had this word when he said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? And the Lord said, certainly I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent unto thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. All this is in chapter 3 of Exodus. Yes. Moses feels then so totally, utterly insufficient for the task that is set before him. You go back 40 years earlier than that, and there is a Moses in Pharaoh's house, and you know what happened. He murdered an Egyptian, and he hid his body in the sand. And the day following, you see two of the brethren fighting, and he went to stop them. Who made thee a judge and a ruler over? Tendest thou to kill me as thou killed the Egyptian the other day? And he flees for his life. are, and is now at the backside of the desert. Yes, 40 years he spent in Pharaoh's house. 40 years he spends at the backside of the desert. And 40 years he spends in bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt to the day of his death. And why chapter 34 here of Deuteronomy speaks of Moses' death. 120 years old. But, friends, he's at the backside of the desert for 40 years. And I put it this way. There at the backside of the desert, the Lord was preparing him for this great work of bringing the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. He wasn't aware of it then. I don't know, because I had no thoughts of speaking as I am. But is there one in here this morning? Yeah. That the Lord is preparing you for the ministry of the Word of God. And dear soul, and perhaps you are, like Moses at the backside of the desert, you turned inside out and upside down. So that you come here like Moses. What am I? Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh? And if there should be a soul here like this, you're not the first. And I don't suppose you'll be the last. Who am I that I should go forth and speak in God's name? No. But there's a blessed preparation. Yes, at the backside of the desert. Oh, where this soul you'll learn, where you'll be taught, by the things you have to walk in and through, be taught of yourself, to taught what's in our own hearts, and taught of Christ, taught of God. The mind of the Holy Spirit. What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. There'll be a hereafter. Well, here, back to Deuteronomy 33. Another 40 years then has passed. And Moses now blesses then the children of Israel. And now, what the difference is. What a difference. Who am I that I should go and lead this people out? No, here he is. And this is the blessing. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. So equipped and so qualified. And, these things, you know, are all the work of the Holy Spirit of God. Whilst they're Moses' words, they were indeed in line and were the work of the Holy Spirit. God's will. Yes, that these blessings should be pronounced. First of all, here in the chapter, or the general, together, the 12 tribes. And then there's each individual tribe, and again at the close, there is a general blessing to the whole 12 together. Oh, friends, what a difference. Yes. He has been his guide, his counsellor. Who has helped him hitherto. Dear soul, and perhaps you and I may be found in between. Thus far, my God has led me on and made his chosen mercy known. Oh, friends, bless and praise him. But let's try and come to the text. He blesses then these 12 tribes together. It said, the Lord came from Sinai, arose from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran. He came with 10,000 of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. You know, it's worthy of note, isn't it? There went a fiery law for them. Yes, dear soul, it was their good. It was as that light from heaven. That which would be their guide. Well, it says here, yea, he loved the people. Friends, he's talking of the Lord. Yea, he loved the people. Friends, how the Lord has loved the people. You know, friends, you were singing of this. In both hymns this morning, but I notice this particularly in the first hymn, and the wording over the top of the hymn, God's unchangeable love, God of eternal love, fickle are our ways, yet how oft did Israel prove thy constancy and grace, they saw thy wonders wrought, and then thy praise they sung, but soon thy works of power forgot, murmured with their tongue. Now they believe his word while rocks and rivers flow. Now with their lust provoke the Lord and he reduce him low. My friends, you know, yes, he changes none. Let Israel bless the Lord who loved their ancient race. And Christians join the solemn word, amen, to all the praise. Yes, he loved the people. His unchanging love. No one cannot help but think of the words found in the Gospel of John, the 3rd chapter. And there they is. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yes, here in the Old Testament there were those types and shadows, those things that represented the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world. You go back into the book of Numbers, is it chapter 20, 21? It reads there about where Israel murmured. And then it raised that God sent a fiery serpent amongst them to bite them. You know, friends, yea, he loved the people. Oh, friends, the Lord chastises for sin. But what is it the dear hymn writer says to us here in this beautiful hymn? Is not in anger, but it is the covenant love. Oh, that you and I may be given that faith and that grace to see that God's chastening hand is not in anger, but in his dear covenant love. Yes, he corrects us for our sin, for our iniquity, and our transgressions, and so on. But, friends, it's not in anger. It's in his covenant love. why the serpent then in the wilderness, you know, they bit them. So then they cried. Ah, what a mercy it is, all if, yes, you see, that is the point, isn't it? They've murmured, they've complained. What do they complain about? They complained about God's provision. Solemn thought, isn't it? Complain about the provision that God has made. They said, and our soul loathed this light bread. God sent fiery serpents. The serpents bit them, and many of Israel died. But here we also read that they cried. Oh, there is a realization that they've done wrong. And it brought them to confession. It brought them to ask the Lord to forgive. What did John tell us in his epistle? That if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This, oh, is there that in your heart and mind this Lord's Day morning? A realization that we've sinned against God, so that we cry out. David said in Psalm 51, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Oh, blessed be his name. Moses, you make now a serpent like them that bites them. So Moses does. And here we find this serpent, yes, taken, the Bible reads, of brass. And why? Beaten, but into shape of this serpent that bit them. And it's reared high. And it reads like this, dear son, and whosoever looked was made whole. Whosoever looked was made whole. Again, John 3. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever. Yea, he loved the people. Oh, his great love to their never dying disowned. God didn't love the murmuring, complaining of the children of Israel. That was their sin. And God disowned doesn't love your sin and yet mine. Mercy disowned. If he loves your never-dying soul and mine. And it brings us to that blessed spot and place of repentance before him. And you know, what was in that second hymn? That verse there, why me? Why me? O blessed God, why such a wretch as I? Who must forever lie in hell were not salvation free. Yes, dear soul, let me praise. Let me praise and thanksgiving for his goodness, his mercy, all his kindness. Yes. Jesus saw me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood, said Lady Huntington, in hymn 199. Oh, my dear friends, yea, he loved the people. He loved the people. Didn't love their sin. Dear soul, but he loves their souls.
And as Moses lifted up the him, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Whosoever. I say this purposely, but rightly, the gospel according to Isaiah says this. Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Look unto me. Ah. Yes. The vile. The base. The poor dependence of his grace. Look unto me. He bids a sinner's come. Yes. With all their sin, all their iniquity and transgressions and so on. Come and look. Ah, this hour, and it is Jesus and Jesus only. This hour that can make thee whole. Jesus only, this hour that can pardon and forgive all your sin and mine. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. God so loved the world that he gave. Ah, friends. What a gift. A greater love. And no man than this, and a man laid down his life for a friend. But a greater gift has never, ever been received in this world. Dear soul. Yes. And God's dear people. His children receive it in their hearts by faith. Oh, and yes, it's all, and know of this great love, this great love of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. God so loved the world. And he gave his only begotten that whosoever. Is how, there's your hope and mine. There's your hope and mine. What is it? One good hymn writer says, not sure who it is now, but 527 says this. About verse 4 or 5. The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. But to use the language of another, he says, and say, my soul, why not for thee? Why not for thee? Oh, yea, he loved the people. He loved the people. Hey, this all, and this love, why this all, yes, it began yonder back in eternity past. Jesus says in John 10, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And all that the Father give me shall come. All that the Father give me shall come, and I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out. These are, you take the case of that prodigal son. You know, he's gone off. He spent everything on righteous living in sin and iniquity and so on. And he comes to himself. Some of you younger ones, have you come to yourself? Come to your senses? Older ones too? Come to our senses? The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Came to himself. Realization, that this road that I'm taking will lead to endless destruction and despair. Cain to himself, I'll arise. I'll return to my father's house. There's food enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. And I'll say to my father, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants. But ah, dear soul, did he? He came to his father. I will in no wise cast out. You know, his father didn't say, you left me, you can get on with it. No. He saw him a great way off. And you know, he didn't go and get a nice large stick to go and beat him with. Or he didn't take some leather strap to give him a good thrashing with. No. He ran, he fell on his neck, and he kissed him. Why? Because this my son was dead and was alive again. He's lost in his vow. I will in no wise, dear sir, yes, it's the parable of the prodigal son. The father saw him a great way off. And our blessed Lord, our glorious Redeemer, blessed Jesus, he sees those that are a great way off. Returning from the ways of sin. Yes, oh, you may, some of you, perhaps younger ones, you may have great conflict in your heart. Perhaps you say something like this, I want to see how the other half live. Is that the thought in your heart? I want to see how the other half live. I don't think I can turn to the chapter. But you know, there was one of, not one, there was only one of Israel's daughters. Cannot say it and I cannot think of the right chapter. But, you know, she went out to see how the how others lived. Well, these are, you can go and see how they live. But I hope also you'll see this, how they die. I know that short statement, but it's very, very true. Yes, you go and see how they live. And you take particular notice how they die. They die out of Christ. They die with no hope. I've said this before. The children of God and the children of the world. The children of the world, when they die, they leave home. When the children of God die, they go home. What was the dear hymn writer say to us here in 1048, we've no abiding city here. This may distress the worldling's mind. It should not cost the saint a tear, hopes a better rest to find. We've no abiding city here, sad truth, were this to be our home. But let the thought our spirits cheer, we seek a city yet to come. Yea, he loved the people. know the Lord, oh, that he may graciously work in your heart and set your mind and your affections on those things which are above. Quoted in prayer, 737, gracious Lord, incline thine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear, heal my never-ceasing cry, give me Christ, or else I die. It is all, that may be some substance of your desires and your requests and your petitions before the Lord, that your affections are set on those things which are above. Yea, he loved the people. You seem to have wandered. Yea, he loved the people. Well, there's his unchanging love. His unchanging love. That was in the hymn, wasn't it? In spite, you say, it's there, my friends, with the prodigal son, isn't it? It's there with the prodigal son. His unchanging love. Dear, oh, let just say this immediately. That is, dear soul, that you say, well, the prodigal son, he went off. Yeah. And the Lord got a purpose of love and mercy toward his never-dying soul, and he snatched him as a brand from the burning. He returned to his father's house, and all was well at last. Yes. But our friends, oh, pause my soul and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in thee, Redeemer's blood? Have I union to the church's living head? Let's go to the last verse. But if still a total stranger to his precious name and blood, thou art on the brink of danger, canst thou face a holy God? Think and tremble, death is now upon the road. Oh, that you may have that good thing in your hearts to the Lord God of Israel. And you may prove the unchanging love of God, Father, and Holy Spirit to your poor never dying soul. And, yes, it's not everyone that's given, yes, the opportunity to return. No. Sadly, some are cut down. Let's be warned of these things. Oh, let's be warned in love to your never dying soul. Your never dying soul. Oh, death is now upon the road. What's he say? Thou art on the brink of danger. Thou art on the brink of danger. Death is now upon the road. Think and tremble. Death is now on the road. He loves the people. Oh, dear, and there's this. I do seem to be wandering. But there's this thought that comes to mind. It is, dear, that the Lord, yes, is the sovereignty of God. The sovereignty of God. And again, that's in his love, is it not? Here in Deuteronomy, we've got about this. And why the Lord says, by his servant Moses, here in the seventh chapter, the seventh verse, and the Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you. But because the Lord loved you. Is how, well, I look at myself. I look at myself. There is no reason whatsoever the Lord should love me. And this I'll, and you take the dying thief on the cross at Calvary. We spoke about this man at Oakington on Wednesday night. Yes. Because the Lord loved him. Because the Lord loved him. He brought that solemn spot and place, M761. And if my soul was sent to hell, my righteous law approves it well. But, you know, he prayed. He's a sinner. He snatches a brand from the burning. Why? Because the Lord loved him. Is there anything in that dying thief in his life, my friend, to commend him to God? Nothing. Is there anything in your life and mine? No. Well, certainly not in mine. Certainly not in mine. Nothing to commend us to God. Why he should have mercy upon us. But it's because, yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. See this whole, it's that loving kindness that draws. You know, it did that dying thief on the cross at Calvary. Is that loving kindness that drew him, yes, to Christ. It's all, do you know anything? Is there something? Is there something, dear soul? I mean, you younger ones, is there something about religion? Is there something about the Bible? Is there something, you know, you, those of you that come to the chapel and witness the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. You know, I speak as I used to think myself. Here were these people up the front of the chapel, taking part in this ordinance, which I didn't understand. And perhaps you don't either, but I'm not going into that. But what I'm going to, they that sat there and partook of that bread and that wine, they had got something. And I hadn't got it. And what they got, I wanted. Is that how you are, poor soul? Jesus, my soul's athirst from thee, absent from thee, I cannot live. Yeah. So, you know, it brings forth this, hymn again, doesn't it? Gracious Lord, incline thine ear. My request vouchsafe to hear, hear my never ceasing cry, give me Christ, or else I die. Yes, you have to say this as well, don't we? I do. All unholy and unclean, I am nothing else but sin. On thy mercy I rely. Give me Christ, or else I die. But you know, dear soul, perhaps you won't know this, but you don't realise this. You won't claim that you've got any love in your heart. You won't claim you've got any faith in your heart. You won't claim, perhaps, dear soul, that you ever pray. But, dear soul, if I've just, that hymn I've just quoted, 737, or part of it, dear soul, if that's the desires, we'll put it that way round, if they are the desires of your heart, dear soul, then you've got faith, you've got love, and you've got prayer. And dear soul, there's something else you've got as well. And that's a broken and a contrite heart over sin and over iniquity. Dear soul, and these things, you cannot separate them one from another. You cannot have love to the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ and still willingly, lovingly walk in sin and iniquity. It's impossibility. Because oil and water don't mix. And that's like oil and water. You cannot have, my friends, the love of Christ in your heart and the love of the world. No, it's divorced my soul from every sin. Let me, thy servant, be. Yea, loved the people. You know, we love him because he first loved us. Because he first loved us. You don't see that, do you, dear soul? But, dear soul, let's go back again then. Quoted it just a moment ago. It's here. We've got the Bible open on it, the pulpit Bible. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee. And it's that secret drawing power. Again, for you younger ones, maybe. Song of Solomon, always say, I don't understand that book. Do you understand this, dear soul? By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. That's Solomon, Song of Solomon chapter 3. You read it. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. That's where this cry comes from. Give me Christ, or else I die. That's the seat of it, dear soul. That's the rock bottom of it. Yea, he loved the people. We don't seem to have got very far this morning, do we? Oh, and this great love of God the Father unto his people. Yes. So love the world. But this whole, you think of this as well. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and in sins. The prodigal son again, isn't it? Prodigal son. Even when we were dead in trespasses and in sins. hath quickened us together. Quickened. Quickened into divine life.
Oh, dear ladies that have brought forth children into the world, this world, you know, at that time when that baby's quickened in the womb, when there's that movement, and all it, yes, when this all your heart and mind is moved by the love of God to our souls.
This whole, you may not have a word. You may not have a word of God's grace. But there's something in your heart that's on the stretch to find Christ.
Yes, dear soul. Yes. Oh, and how the Lord then draws by his love, draws us away from the world. This world is not my home. You know, I must close it.
What is it dear David said, isn't it?
Yes. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Oh, yes, yes, perhaps there was a day. Yeah. You didn't mind, you didn't care. You didn't care about these things. But now, why? You hear the amen at the service, Sunday night. And you think to yourself, now we've got to wait till Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever the weeknight service might be. Or perhaps some of you are married with little ones and you say, well, it's not my turn to be out in the week. I've got to wait till next Sunday. The drawing of his love. You want to hear his voice. The Lord speaking to your inmost soul. Yea, he loved the people. Well, I shall have to leave it for this morning. It seems I've been, just a few scattered remarks.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £586.81, for which we are very thankful. Now, God willing, the Sunday school this afternoon will be at Bethany, not here in the chapel. And God willing, Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Richard Field again next Lord's Day, as Mr. Joseph Rupp is unable to come. And the collections next Lord's Day are for the Christian Concern for Our Nation and the Christian Legal Centre. And also our friends at Oakington hold their anniversary service on Wednesday evening. Hymn number 10. 'Twas with an everlasting love that God his own elect embraced, before he made the worlds above, or earth on her huge columns placed, Hymn number 10.
Dear Lord, we do pray thou wilt be with us now. Be with those that meet together and take the children to Sunday school this afternoon. Bless thy word. Be with us this evening. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.